Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 26, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The White House withdraws its vaccine mandate on private business. President Biden refuses to send U.S. troops into Ukraine. Florida crowned the shark bite capital of the world. A new survey ranks the least corrupt countries on earth. Also ahead, a very controversial Super Bowl halftime show heading our way. But first, the White House officially withdrawing its vaccine mandate on private business. The order had applied to all companies with more than 100 employees. As you may know, the rule was blocked by the Supreme Court earlier this month. COVID cases dropping 20% compared to last week, so that's good news. The CDC confirming 700,000 new infections every 24 hours, however. Worst hotspots right now, the Midwest, Texas, Oklahoma. President Biden confirming his administration has no plans to deploy U.S. troops to Ukraine. The administration threatening economic sanctions against Russia if it does invade that country. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "It would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world. It would have enormous consequences," unquote. About 9,000 U.S. troops are on heightened alert, whatever that is. Florida retaining its title as the shark bite capital of the world. The International Shark Attack File releasing the most dangerous spots on the planet for swimmers. The USA led the world in shark attacks last year, but only recorded one death. The Sunshine State reported 28 separate attacks, 17 of which took place in Volusia County. That's Daytona Beach. Florida makes up 60% of all the shark attacks in America, followed by Hawaii. A report from the Transparency International Group ranks the least corrupt countries on earth. The nations are judged on free elections, business opportunities, organized crime, political violence. The top five least corrupt: Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Most corrupt: the Sudan, Syria, Somalia, Venezuela, and Afghanistan. The USA dropping to number 28. On the corrupt list between Chile and South Korea. In a moment, has the Super Bowl halftime show been corrupted? Right back. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What is going on with the Super Bowl halftime show? Because this is a family viewing thing, it used to be traditional entertainment was featured at halftime. For example, 2005, Paul McCartney, 6, Rolling Stones, 7, Prince. I was there for Prince. He was fabulous, and I'm not even a big Prince fan. 2012, Madonna, 13, Beyonce. I was there for her. She was excellent. 2014, Bruno Mars, 15, Katy Perry, etc. But in 2020, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez in Miami did some pole dancing or something, and the entire tone of the halftime show shifted. This year, the Super Bowl is Sunday, February 13th in Los Angeles. The halftime show will feature hip-hop artists Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and others. So let's take a look at some of their resumes. Here's a sample from Dr. Dre. F the police. The jury has found you guilty of being redneck, white bread, chicken ass mother effers. Dr. Dre. How about Snoop Dogg? Quote, set it off, shooting the breeze with a cute Vietnamese, or was she Lebanese? I think she Chinese. It really don't matter, because they all on they knees. Quote from Snoop Dogg. Eminem, quote, my words are like a dagger with a jagged edge. They'll stab you in the head, whether you're a gay slur. I can't say the word on the radio. Do I hate F-A-G-S? The answer is yes, Eminem. So there you go. This is nice, right? That's the Super Bowl halftime show. Are you looking forward to that? The question is, why is the National Football League chief, Roger Goodell, allowing this? He's the guy. He could veto it if he wanted to. Does he think he's cool? Inclusive? Is this woke? I'll tell you, it's appalling. Mainly because this Super Bowl halftime show goes all over the world. People all over the planet see this as a representation of American entertainment. Now, I don't care about these people, all right? You can make money this way under our Constitution. It's awful, but it's legal. But Roger Goodell and the National Football League, that's a real problem. And all of you listening should write Goodell a letter. He's based in New York City. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The state of New York has joined New Jersey, Nevada, and others this month, becoming the latest place in America to legally allow sports fans to wager on games. Supporters say the market allows gamblers to place safe bets without turning to organized crime, bookies. Critics claim the move will hurt lower-income Americans and increase gambling addiction, which it will. Here are the facts. In 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a 1992 law that limited sports bets to places that already allowed other forms of gambling, like Las Vegas and Atlantic City. So that law went out the window. In just 4 years, the betting industry went from bookmakers only to an accepted pastime. Now, sports betting is legal in more than 30 states, with 18 having some form of online wagering. It has quickly become a tax flow for government. Some municipalities charge a 25% tax on winnings. Others a 40% tax on all transactions. In its first weekend, the four legal sports operators in New York State took in $150 million. 650,000 unique player accounts were created. That grew to 1.2 million accounts by the end of the first week. Goldman Sachs estimates that online sports betting and internet gambling revenues in the USA will grow from $900 million to $39 billion by the next decade. And here's something else you might not know. Beware. Americans hoping to make it rich by picking a Super Bowl winner should think again. Experts in Vegas and data analytic companies in New York now use artificial intelligence to calculate the odds of football games and other sporting events. Sophisticated computer software gives casinos and sports betting companies a major advantage. Regardless of your knowledge or research, the typical gambler has less than a 40% chance of beating the odds. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.